line upon line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3. Before he was martyred, the prophet Joseph Smith brought about many things to bless all humankind. Joseph Smith, the prophet and seer of the Lord, has done more, save Jesus only, for the salvation of men in this world than any other man that ever lived in it. In the short space of 20 years, he has brought forth the Book of Mormon, which he translated by the gift and power of God, and has been the means of publishing it on two continents, has sent the fullness of the everlasting gospel, which it contained, to the four quarters of the earth, has brought forth the revelations and commandments, which compose this book of doctrine and covenants, and many other wise documents and instructions for the benefit of the children of men, gathered many thousands of the Latter-day Saints, founded a great city, and left a fame and name that cannot be slain. He lived great, and he died great in the eyes of God and his people, and like most of the Lord's anointed in ancient times, has sealed his mission and his works with his own blood, and so has his brother Hiram. In life they were not divided, and in death they were not separated. Fame and name that cannot be slain. Although the events of June 27, 1844, the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram Smith were tragic, we are provided comfort as we realize that Joseph Smith's martyrdom was not the last chapter in this account. Although those who sought to take his life felt that the church would collapse without him, his powerful testimony of truth, the teachings he translated, and his declaration of the Savior's message go on today in the hearts of church members throughout the world who proclaim him a prophet of God. President Thomas S. Monson, the prophet Joseph Smith, teacher by example, Ensign, November 2005, page 69. Gift and Power of God. Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon through the mercy of God by the power of God, Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 29, and by means which were before prepared, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 8, including the Urim and Thummim. Sealed his mission and his works with his own blood. Read the lyrics to the hymn Praise to the Man, hymns number 27, and then write in your journal your feelings about the prophet Joseph Smith. Seer. A seer is authorized to see with spiritual eyes things which were not visible to the natural eye. See Moses chapter 6, verses 35 through 38. Is a revelator and a prophet. See Mosiah chapter 8, verses 13 through 16. Knows the past, present, and future. See Guide to the Scriptures, Seer, under Study Helps, at scriptures.lds.org. Has done more. The work in which Joseph Smith was engaged was not confined to this life alone, but it pertains as well to the life to come and to the life that has been. In other words, it relates to those that have lived upon the earth, to those that are living, and to those that shall come after us. It relates to the whole human family from eternity to eternity. President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, Teachings of President of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, pages 13 through 14. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 3.